Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How are you doing?
It's been great.
It has been great.
No, not really. I'm lying.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Hey, you almost had me convinced.
Really?
Why are you lying? Why are you lying?
A lot of time with you.
You know what?
Oh my God, there you are again. Oh my God, there you are.
Ah, I guess it's still me. I'm like that bad penny that just doesn't go away.
Keeps
popping back up, eh?
Well, you know, it's been tough.
Really?
Yeah.
Samantha.
Well, you know, Lisa, sometimes when you don't get stuff, I get frustrated.
I know that.
And then you get a little cranky.
And then you do this.
I have to explain things to you 5,000 times.
Not 5,000.
Close. It's at least 3.
Okay. Listen. There's been a couple. You're over. Friends of the podcast. She over exaggerating a little bit.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You know what? You had to explain one thing.
Can you just maybe one day pick up a book and read?
I don't want to read.
Because I mentioned one word over lunch today and this look of like, what are you talking about? Huh? It's like that big question mark shows up on your face.
You know, it's because I think you use it in the wrong context.
No, I did not.
I think you did.
No, I did not. Yeah.
The word was transport.
No, it wasn't.
I think
that's
I know.
Not even the word.
But that's what it means.
Transcend.
But it means.
It was transcend.
But it means to transport.
No, it doesn't.
It kind of does.
No, it doesn't.
It kind of does.
Oh, my God.
See, and then she gets like this
for the
podcast.
Do you understand the frustration?
That I have.
That I have.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. After all these years, why are you using a word like that?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Because you know what, Samantha? I know you're all wordy. You don't need to just throw them around like as though
I'm all wordy.
Like as though I'm just new to you, right? I know that you got the words. I'm just saying. I know they're there.
Yeah, I got all the words.
You got all the words.
Yeah. I use a word that I think you should know, and you're like,
got nothing.
I have no clue what you
said. I had nothing for you today on that. I'm just like, you're like, right? And I'm like, yeah, no.
No, I didn't say that.
No.
I looked at you and I'm like, you don't understand.
You don't understand.
What I just said.
And then you launch into the whole, do you know, and this is what drives me crazy. And then you put your little four fingers together with your thumb. You're like, right? Like, make it looks like a little beak or something. You're like, this is what drives me crazy. And I'm like, you know what, dude? You should be used to this shit.
I'm not.
Yeah, I know, right?
It drives me nuts.
Right? It's like it's new every time, too. It's like it's just for the first time. Sorry.
The world of Lisa is so confusing.
It's not confusing. You know what? Sometimes it's a little high maintenance.
Oh, my God. Don't even start.
Every now and then, it's a little high maintenance.
You're like high maintenance times, like, 5,000.
So you know what? To know me is to love me.
To know you is to be like, are you sure you want to know her? Because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of time.
But it's a lot of fun.
So you think.
A lot of laughs. Right? Listen to you now. Nobody's going to think that it's so tough being around me.
You're so full of shit.
I'm just saying, Samantha.
Oh, my God.
Right?
All right.
Okay. Now that we've aired the dirty laundry for this week.
It's off our chest.
Can we move forward? Do you need me to explain what that means? No. Now that we've aired the dirty laundry, do you need me to explain that, Samantha? You're good.
Oh my God.
You got it, hey? Okay. Got it? With my little hands,
your
got
little
it?
Your little beak?
My little beak?
All right, Lisa.
All right.
Let's move forward.
Let's go.
Because I have something to ask you.
Okay.
What is non-summer food, and what was happening on Saturday that I needed to get text about what the fuck you were eating?
Because I was really frustrated, so I needed to just share. And that's your job. As my best friend, I'm supposed to share.
And you shared.
Yes. So here, okay, let me walk you through.
Fine.
Okay? So it's Saturday.
Yes.
It's been a long day at work.
Okay.
Right? Mothers of the bride. I don't like this. I don't like that. She needs purple. There's no fucking purple this year. That's what my day was like. Okay? So I go home. The one rule I learned years ago, right, is that if your husband does something nice, you can't fault him.
No.
Right?
No.
So when he does laundry and he changes the sheets and he puts the pillows in the wrong pillowcase, you still got to be okay with that because it's nice that he did that. So when he goes to the grocery store and he buys...
I feel there's a great there.
With a smile. And if it was an emoji, it's got a winky face.
Yeah, it's got a winky face.
It's a winky.
Okay.
Right? So when he goes to the grocery store...
Yes.
and he buys what he knows you love, and he makes the first supper.
Yes.
Thou shalt not be upset.
Well, because it's endearing.
It's endearing, right? It's very endearing.
So helpful.
In October.
Because it was?
Chicken pot pies.
And that is a fall
winter
food.
And fall food. It is not ever a June food, ever.
No, it is not sanctioned summer food.
It is not sanctioned summer food, especially when said summer day is 30 degrees.
It was 30. Oh,
and
it was so hot.
Said apartment is 450 degrees
yes.
plus the 30 degrees on top of that. So I don't know. It's like 580 degrees. Probably not. I don't add well in my head. But that's how hot it was.
It was super hot.
But the pot pie is really, really good.
Yes.
It's going to be even better in October. I'm going to love that son of a bitch in October. That pot pie is going to be the cat's ass in October. That pot pie in June was like...
Hot.
Hi. So how... And by the time... Like, yeah, hey? I was just like, oh, so what's for supper? And he's like... Make him one of your favorites. And I'm like, so there, that's endearing.
Yes.
And I'm like, what is it? He's like, chicken pot pie. And then you got to work so hard to not be like, to not have your resting bitch face on, right? Because you're like, because in my mind, I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Right? I don't know, women. Are all women like me? Just me. Could just be me.
No, I think we all would be like, once right? If I had walked into the apartment and was hit by the heat wave, I would have been like, what the fuck? Are you doing
right?
But then, oh, you made supper. That's so sweet.
Right?
Yeah, I'm hot. I'm dripping. There's no air conditioning.
No.
It's just a fan.
Right? It's just a fan. It was just cooling down my meal, so I'm really eating it cold. But that's awesome. And in case you didn't know, I love your goulash. Because that's what a girl's got to do. She's got to put on that smile and just be thankful.
Yeah, and just be thankful.
That's what I did.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, I sent you some pictures today.
You had big news.
Not today. A couple days ago.
You had big news this week.
I became an auntie
you
again.
You did. And I did. I completely forgot that was happening.
I have 10 nieces or nephews. Yeah. We're not sure.
Nobody checks. Nobody checks.
Yeah. My mom sent me pictures of her, the ducklings that hatched.
And we talked about the ducks.
Yeah, we did.
Not too long ago.
And they were just adorable.
Yeah. Super cute.
Super cute.
Yeah.
And, there was no daddy in the picture.
So here's my question. Is that a deadbeat duck dad?
It is a deadbeat duck.
A deadbeat duck dad. Because where is that deadbeat duck?
Where is he?
Right? So that deadbeat duck, he swoops in, he bangs his girl.
Shakes his tail feather.
Shakes his tail feather, bangs her, knocks her up. And then kicks her to the curb?
Kicks her to the curb.
Well, actually, he didn't kick her to the curb because she stayed on
the property. She actually flew down into the bushes my parents had and laid her eggs there.
Yeah.
And she stayed there until they were hatched, was the other day.
Yeah. And he's still no
dad's still not around.
Still no trace of him.
No.
So you know what we need to do is we need to like launch a campaign. We need to take a picture. Have you seen this duck?
Have you seen this duck? Have you seen this dead bat?
Have you seen this deadbeat dad duck? Right? It's probably like in a little like white beater. Right? Where it's like a little white tank top and right?
Cigarette hanging out of his cheek.
His pants are probably a little lower than they should be. Right? Pricey is like boxer briefs. Right? He probably doesn't like curve his ball cap. He probably wears it straight
across.
Yeah.
Like a gangsta.
Right? Probably packing some heat. I don't know, but that's crappy so 10 ducks?
10 ducks.
Wow.
And apparently, because I asked Mom, I'm like, oh my God, what are you going to do with them? She's like, oh, I already called the duck wrangler.
And who are you going to call? Duck wrangler. We have duck wranglers?
I guess.
Wow.
There's a number you can call and they come. And while they waited, Mom and Dad had to make sure that they stayed on the property and didn't leave so
really?
they could be taken care of.
Because the duck's instinct would have been to...
Stay away from people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just and in the picture, it looked like as though they were like not sure what they were doing.
Yeah.
Right? Because the ducks were just like, there's a row. And it looked like, in my mind, I just pictured them like walking and turning quickly and moving. And turning quickly and moving, right? Like every time they stopped, there was a foot or something.
Foot,
like, oh, no.
So I guess it didn't take very long. The guy sent someone to grab the ducks. They got them loaded up. But the guy did say, the duck wrangler said that most likely the ducks will be back.
Really?
To nest again.
So we'll get that bastard next year.
Oh, we're putting up posters.
Oh, yeah. We're putting them on the windshields. Right? That neighborhood's going to be looking for that duck. Right? We got to get to the bottom of that.
Deadbeat dad duck.
Yeah, right? You don't do that to a Mrs. Duck.
No.
No.
Well, now that she's landed in the Sperling household.
Now it's very protective.
Now the Sperlings are involved.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hi.
We don't put up with that shit.
No, we do not.
No, right? You don't come in and invade our property and knock up our girl and think it's okay that now you just
knock
leave.
Knock up our girl.
And you just leave. Larry's going to have a baseball bat waiting, right? People are...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
That's not good. That's not good.
Well, right? Speaking of deadbeat people.
Yes.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Because you come from Ontario.
Yeah.
You were born there. You're bred there.
Proud to be from there.
You got your bad habits from there.
And there's no bad habits.
Yes. Right?
Proud to be Ontario, girl.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Are they smoking tobacco? Like, are they smoking the wacky tobacco there?
I don't... Okay.
Because they elected Doug Ford.
I know.
He is... crazy.
Well, here's the thing. I got nothing for you.
He's the leader of the PC party for that province.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how he got that.
I am.
Was there just nobody else?
I don't know. I am bowing out of that decision-making process. Right? So I am bowing out of that one, Samantha. Because, you know, they draw such big parallels to Donald Trump and him.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think that at the end of the day, I think that he's not like his deceased brother because I don't think he smokes crack.
Oh, good.
There's no history. I haven't heard a lot about that. But I think the other lady that was before Wynne or whoever she was, mm-hmm. I think that she like chewed that province out up and spit them out.
Do so, they have money still?
I don't know. I thought I heard they were getting pretty darn broke.
Really?
So if they're broke, they might not be able to do much.
No.
Right?
Well, because I'm just like, I don't understand. You start in Ontario?
Yeah.
It's going to have a trickle effect.
Well, it could. He could become prime minister one day.
Oh.
I know, right? Yeah, I know.
And I get that he's part of the PC party.
Yeah.
Which is your party.
That I bleed blue.
Yes, you do.
I bleed blue.
Yes, and Brian Mulroney is your fault.
Brian Mulroney is not my fault, right? He is not my fault, right?
Google that, folks. Brian Mulroney wrecked Canada.
Wrecked Canada. So you liberals say. So you liberals say, right? And that could go on for a long time,
yes,
that conversation.
But we're not a political podcast,
we're not,
Lisa.
We're not.
But it did pique my interest.
I know. It kind of piqued mine, too. I was kind of watching it back and forth, and I was, like, following it on the news and watching a little bit on Twitter, and mm-hmm. I'm like, no way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
I was shocked, too.
Shocked.
I was shocked. But you know what? Maybe they just needed to change.
Apparently.
I don't know.
Change it is a-coming.
Change is a-coming, right? Exactly. Kind of interesting.
Okay, but speaking of things not working out well. Lunch didn't go well the other day.
Kind of funny, hey?
HHG.
Hyper hype, girl.
You failed us.
You failed us. And you know what? Then she brought her kid into the mix.
Yeah, Junior.
Okay? So two of them are failing us now. Because Rael's name's even on the thing, right?
Yeah.
Because I got it still right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Rael said.
Right, Rael?
This was my pick.
Yeah, it was her pick. So, I don't know what they thought.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not much.
No.
But... I know that they put the energy into it because they Googled it.
That's a hot effort.
No, I don't think it was
no,
a hot effort.
No, I think it
effort.
Is.
No, because it doesn't say, when you Google it, it doesn't say that they're not open. It says that they're open, right? Gives you the hours. So the other day I did hear some talk. Michelle was like, I don't remember what it was called, right?
Oh, my
so
God.
So that was the thing. So then she got the information from, mm-hmm. obviously from Junior,
uh-huh.
right? Got the information and... That's where we were to go. What was it called? The
burning beard.
The burning beard.
Burning
so it
beard.
Piqued our interest.
Yeah. Ooh, what's burning? Why yeah. is it a beard?
You Googled it. It said that it just seemed like kind of like pub type
like
food.
Like a pub type food.
Right? Yeah. Rael said, bring your ID. I'm like, all right. So it sounded like it was going to be safe enough.
Yeah.
So we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to take a picture because it says opening, reopening soon or
no,
coming
opening soon.
Opening soon.
Opening soon.
Yeah. What the hell?
We're looking at it. I'm like, now what are we doing?
Right? Because we still need to eat.
We still need to eat.
That girl still need to eat.
So I'm like, okay, we're going down there.
So we went to the Broadway Cafe.
Yes.
And it was fine, but
it was fine.
But it was no burning beard.
No.
I was like set. My expectations were high.
We were all set for the burning beard.
For the burning beard.
And I thought, is it the same as the burning bush? I was just curious.
Right? Or like why?
I was going to ask that question, yeah. but I'll have to wait till
we'll
go
next time. We'll have to wait till they open.
You know? So
the good thing about the Broadway Cafe, though, was that they had like really cool pictures of Elvis.
Yes.
Right?
And well, because you were like, ooh, that one. Ooh, that one.
Because he looked good. I'm like, that Elvis today walking around, He's looking mighty fine. Right? He's looking mighty fine. And I enjoyed the food because, you know, I'm a hot dog lover, so yes. I went for the foot long. But, you know what? Here's my thing, Samantha. It was a little too much wiener. It was just a pinch too much wiener and too much bun. Right?
I thought there was never too much wiener for you.
I'm all about the wiener, about the wiener, about the wiener. Listen.
I got a dirty mind.
What I said, Samantha, I said, a girl still got to try. Right?
Gotta
so
try.
I still put the work in. Right? I still put the work in.
Got to still do it.
So the food was good. Okay, enough about that. The yes. food was fine. Food was good.
We moved on. Even though she failed. Sorry.
Sorry, hype girl.
Pointed it out.
Right? Now it's like now she owes us a lunch. I think.
Yes.
We need to pick her a lunch.
Okay, but you said a couple days ago that the HHG was behind in episodes.
Well, because she's only been back for a week and a half, right? Mm-hmm. So while she was away, I think she missed 3 podcasts.
Oh.
She's catching up. She's plowing through them. She's texting me and letting me know. So the other night she sends a text saying that she was listening to the one about yard sales. What was it? Like old, useless, and worthless, or I don't know. Right? But it was about the yard sales.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, so I have something for you guys. I have a challenge. I'm like, okay, what? Yeah, I know, right?
So it's like so past.
It's so past. I don't even remember the title. It's so past. Right? Because that's how my mind works. Right? You know that stupid one about the fucking yard sale, Sam? That's what it is. Right? That's where we put it.
Okay.
Because we move.
Yeah.
She hasn't moved because she's just there.
Okay.
Yeah, so she has a challenge for us.
Aww.
You know what we're doing?
What?
She's going to give us $10 each. And she's giving us a map. And we gotta go to yard sales.
No.
Yes.
And you know I hate that.
I hate that more.
Oh my god.
You hate it. You at least grew up with that. I did not grow up with that.
I grew up with that.
That goes to the garbage.
Well, a mother's gonna have one.
I know, right? But so she's gonna map out like a path for us of different yard sales that we need to go to. And she said the goal is it's not necessarily the quantity, mm-hmm. it's the quality. Who can come up with the best finds? And then and then she'll judge.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You got it?
No, because I don't want to do it.
I know, that's the thing, right? But she said...
Well, we're doing that after work tomorrow.
She said tomorrow. So we're going to be in our work clothes. Yeah, so I'm going to be dressed up in my work clothes, saying, what type of shit do you have to sell me? You know that shit in your driveway that you're going to throw out on Sunday? I have $10. I'd like to buy some of it, please. Right? And I'm going to have such a negative attitude. Right? Like, they're going to hate us. Yeah, because they're going to be like, right? Like, what did you, like, oh, so like, oh, I love this little Ziploc baggie full of shit. Of mixed little teaspoons. I'll take those, please, for 7 cents, Alex. I'm like, I don't even know how to yard sale.
Oh, no, neither do
I.
Not successfully, though.
No, but that's what we're doing tomorrow night. That's what we're doing.
Okay, but if you're doing that tomorrow night...
No, we are doing that tomorrow night.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We are doing
it's not
that
just
tomorrow
I shake my head
night.
With Lisa.
Okay, I can't believe I know this.
Yeah.
Because I'm shocked that I know this.
Yeah.
There's a Ryder game on tomorrow night.
It's the first Ryder game of the season.
Of the CFL.
Of the CFL.
Go, Rough Riders, go.
Green is the color. Football is the game. That's good. Right? Right? That's our fight song.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's the first one.
I like hashtag fake fan all over it.
Yeah, hashtag real fan all over it. Mike Gibson even more all over it.
But you're going to miss it. I'm surprised that he's not pissed at you.
I don't know if he's super, super understanding. Because you try explaining that to him, right? So he's like, okay, so we got the game on. So he's already bought like some like fun little food, right? Because that's our thing,
uh-huh.
right? Even though he has to go to work, right? So he'll PVR the rest of it, but he'll still watch some. So he's like, okay, so we got the game on tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, so about that. I might be a little bit late for it. And he's like, why? Why are you going to be a little bit late for it? And I'm like, well, because I'm going to go check out the yard sales with Sam. He's like... You and Sam are going yard sailing? I'm like, yeah, why? No. That's all he could say, why? And I'm like, and then you bring Hyper Girl into it. Because you know Michelle from Olsen, right? So she's got this idea, and he's like, really?
Yeah.
And you're doing it? I'm like, yeah. Uh-huh. And he's like, so you're going to miss the, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I did a lot of like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you don't do that to a Gibson.
You don't, right? Because you bleed green.
Yes.
And
you bleed green.
And when you get married, your blood becomes green. And yeah, I know, right? I know.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Not good.
Not good at all.
So we're going out.
We're going
out. He's PVRing the game.
He's PVRing the game.
You're going to miss food.
You're going to miss food. Because, of course, he's having it anyways.
Of course he is. Right? Right? Without you.
Yeah, right. Because it's going to be a prime example of how life could go on without me quite fine. Right? It's exactly where what this lesson's going to be.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be being taught that lesson.
Oh, that's funny.
But you know what else, though? Can I share something funny? I hope he doesn't listen because he'd kill me. He has a new guilty pleasure.
Michael.
You want to know what it is?
What?
It's the Wendy Williams show. I caught him the other morning, right? Because so he's home. He's lying on the couch watching TV because he's just come home from work.
Yes.
I'm getting ready to go to work. So normally I like talk to him from the bedroom. He's on the couch. I don't really pay. I figure I just assume he's watching sports highlights, right? Or General Hospital.
Or something.
Right? Whatever he's PVR, General Hospital is sports highlights. That's what I'm assuming. But instead, for whatever reason, I came around the corner and to talk to him. And I looked at the TV and I'm like, really? I'm like, you watch this? He's like, I just like her Hot Topics. So there's my husband,
my
manly husband, lying on the couch, watching Wendy Williams. How you doing? Look at you hanging out with your girl, Wendy. Right?
I watch Wendy Williams, too.
But that makes sense, because we're girls.
Because the Hot Topics is really funny.
And that's the best part.
Yeah, it's the best
part. That's what he says.
Because
sometimes he said, she's a hot mess.
She is a hot mess.
Like, I swear to God, sometimes she, like the crack cocaine hasn't worn out of her system yet. Because he's like, sometimes when she does her bit, she's, like, so incoherent and just like, ugh.
Yeah, it's like all popping in her head at the same time.
Right? Like, there's no editing. Yeah. There's no script. There's nothing. It's just
fun to watch.
Yeah. So I get why he watches. Is it? I just thought it was so funny that time I thought he was just watching sports.
Funny.
I know, right? He's
Look
that
at
guy.
You, Mikey.
Isn't that funny? So funny. It made me laugh so hard.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, people are shaming you.
It's been a tough week for me.
Because
Samantha, where is this going? Well, I don't like how this has started.
Well, I somehow found out, because I don't have Facebook.
Right.
That you're getting shamed on Facebook. And it was from someone else who follows you on Facebook.
Oh.
And your sister, Krista.
Yes. Yeah, so she, yeah.
And I thought that the video that you showed me, was it two
years ago?
2 years ago, was never to be seen by other people.
That it was laid to rest.
It was laid to rest.
One would think that.
And then it was funny that I was hearing about it. I'm like, really? What do Lisa feels about that?
Yeah, so here's what's funny, friends of the podcast. A couple years back, and I don't know if you're my Facebook friend or I don't even know what my security settings are. If you go to Lisa McIntyre Gibson, you'll find it. Right? It's there. So a couple years ago, right, I was on vacation, mm-hmm. and my sister wanted me to try kayaking. Not my smartest move.
Bad idea.
I'm not very flexible.
No, you're not.
Right? Oddly enough, the life jackets, they don't really fit plus size women that well.
It's the boobs.
It's the boobs, right? Right? As my niece, Annalise, you got to do it up. Well, you know what? If she could, Lexi, she would. Right? If she could, she would. That's kind of shaming too, but you're 7, so you don't even know that that's shaming yet.
Nope.
So we went kayaking, not far.
No.
Because apparently it was going to be so important to my sister. Well, the trick of that stupid kayak is getting out of it.
Yes.
Right? So getting into it, I think, was horrible too. But getting out of it was really the funny part. And that's the video. So because my brother-in-law was trying to help me, you don't see him in the video. He's trying to help me out of it.
Uh-huh.
Right? But what he was doing is as he was helping me, and because I'm bigger, I'm like, I'm taking us both down and I can't do it. And my legs are spreading apart and one foot's in the kayak, one foot's in the water, right? And something unnatural is about to happen because I ain't never had babies. So it's already doing, there's already something going on that I don't even know about, right?
No.
So I dropped to the water, right? Because I'm like,
you dropped.
I dropped, I let go and fell in the water.
Oh my God.
And my kid sister, Krista, had the best time with that. So I got one flip-flop in the boat. I got one flip-flop on my foot trying to get this stupid life jacket off. And I'm in a white tank top.
Yep.
And that's pretty, right? That's pretty wet. And I'm in jean shorts. And that's a good look. And then there's my sister. And she's trying. And I couldn't get out of the water because
no.
I got no coordination.
No.
Right? And oh my God, she has the best cackle in it. She's cackling away. And she's like trying to lift me up by my wet shirt and like I'm a suitcase, right? And she's like, and all you hear is, I can't get her up. That's what she sounds like, right? That's her cackle.
And I've seen this video and I'm laughing even harder now.
So the beauty of why this video resurfaced is because Facebook has this lovely thing, and it's called a year ago. It's like a look back. So it popped up as a memory. So she posted it. And all week, everybody and their brother has been commenting, "This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. It needs to go to Ellen." And I get all that, right? For sure. And it is funny. And I'm a good sport. But now my kid's sister, she's kicked it up a notch.
Why?
Because now she thinks that it's all like, game on, bitch. Right? Because I
think it's now you're going to have to go kayaking again?
I think I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. She's like, you have no clue what you're in for now. Right? Because I got talking tough.
No, did you?
I got talking smack, right? And so she's little, but she's mighty. Yeah. Right? She's little, but she's mighty. She posted last night that she's bringing bikes up to the trailer.
Oh.
And she's like, and don't forget your helmet. Park rules. No. I'm not wearing a bike or riding a bike. Right? Like, I'm not doing that shit.
I can't wait to see the helmet.
Oh, my God. So that's been that on Facebook, right?
Oh, my
God. So that's what Bill's been doing. Bill's been doing, like, she's been, like, Bill's been outing me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Krista's Bill?
Yeah, Krista's Bill. Yeah.
Okay. Obviously a nickname.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explain.
Okay.
So. Why is Krista a girl? Because being called Bill.
She's been called Bill probably for almost like 25 years now. And I'm Bill too. So here's the thing.
So you're both Bill.
Both Bill. Yeah. So a million years ago, we were driving to Manitoba in a blizzard because we were going back to school. We were driving to Manitoba in a blizzard. And it was so bad. And just to like break the ice and break the tension, Krista decided to share this story with me. Mm-hmm. So she used to be a figure skater. And there was this man and he was a fan. And he had some special needs, but mm-hmm. he was a fan of figure skating and a fan of hers. Mm-hmm. So he would go and watch her practice all the time.
Oh.
And so one time he asked her for her autograph.
Oh, that's
And so
sweet.
She said, of course, you can have my autograph. And she said, what's your name? And he said, my name is William, Bill for short. And she's like, okay, well, how do you spell that? And he's like, B-I-U-W, Bill. And it just stuck.
B-I-U-W,
Bill. My name is William, Bill for short, B-I-U-W. So then we became the Bills. So, right? So now, half the time, so sometimes in the podcast, she mentioned this. One of her friends, Judy from the lake, from the trailer, had mentioned that sometimes when they listen to the podcast, I say, oh, my kid sister, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So my kid sister thinks, she's like, the world probably thinks I'm a friggin' billy goat. So I'm like, oh, God, we should clarify that, right? You're not a billy goat, but you're Bill. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that's when I talk to you about Krista, I talk about Bill.
You talk about Bill.
Yeah, because Bill, B-I-U-W.
That's a cute nickname.
And I'm Bill. So when we're in public, it's like, hey, Bill, 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 Bill. Yeah. And then people are like, hey, what's this about?
What are you doing?
Yeah, because it's weird. But that's just, it's just stuck forever.
25 years.
At least 25 years.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll continue forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a nickname in my family.
No?
Yeah.
That's well.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. You're, oh, Samantha.
That's your mother.
Nickname.
That's mother.
Oh, Samantha. That's your nickname. But yeah.
That's only if she's
so that's,
mad.
I know, right? So that's the nickname. That's the story of the Bills.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll stick.
Well, okay. So, people of the podcast. Lisa's had a tough week.
Oh.
She's getting shamed on Facebook.
Getting shamed on Facebook.
She's
getting challenged.
She's getting challenged. So, we've got a new segment or a new portion of the show.
It's not always going
to
happen.
Not always going to happen, but this week...
To be a one and done.
Yeah, I felt I needed to, like, incorporate it, because you felt very strongly
And I still do.
This.
I still do.
So we have a new part called Lisa's Curious Corner.
And I was curious. I'm curious about two things, Samantha.
Lisa.
Okay? I feel the passion coming. Right? So to all my vegan friends...
Oh, God!
I got your back on the first part. First part. So I'm watching the news.
Yes.
Okay. There is an ice cream shop in Cambridge, Ontario. So that's outside of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called No Udder Ice Cream. So udder as in U-D-D-E-R.
Yes.
Right? Like tits on a cow. Right? No tits on a cow ice cream. No udder ice cream.
No udder.
That's what it's called.
Got
so
it.
What does that tell you? What does that imply?
Non-dairy, Lisa.
Right. Exactly. And it's not.
No.
No. So here's so what made the news was
controversy
that...
Controversy in the vegan world.
Big controversy. Big controversy. And it made me wonder. So here's the controversy is that the true vegans are upset because this establishment is offering two dairy options. Is that not misleading?
Well, that's wrong for no udder.
For no udder?
It's supposed to be non-dairy.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be no udder, but two flavors. Shouldn't be that. So their beef is that people are saying money over morals.
Oh.
Right?
Throwing that in there.
They're throwing that in there. But kind of. It's a little bit misleading. If I'm a vegan and I want no udder ice cream, I don't understand why dairy is in my house. Like, why is dairy in my house? I don't get that. Right?
I think it's funny that you even care.
And I care quite deeply. Not enough to make the transition or anything crazy like that. That's not my cup of tea.
But you're like, taking a stand.
These are my people today. These are my people. And they don't want dairy in their ice. They don't want dairy in their house.
All right.
And I just felt very strongly about that.
I know.
Which then brought me to think.
She's using her pointer finger, people.
Yeah, because that's how I feel. I feel when Peter Pointer comes at Samantha, I'm not messing around. Right? You know that. I'm not messing around. So then that brought me to a restaurant in Saskatoon.
Uh-oh.
So it's a restaurant and it's also a food truck.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Good Eats. Okay. G-U-D, I think it is. Good Eats in Saskatoon. And it's a vegan restaurant.
Okay.
So this is where I don't completely got the vegans back.
Uh-oh.
So I'm being devil's advocate.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't want to offend anybody.
Because you're all over the place.
Because we're not that show. We're not here to offend. Okay. But Good Eats. So I went to their website and I went to the menu. Right? And they are vegan, but should they use phrases like burgers, chicken, tacos, shrimp?
Well, tacos is just...
Shrimp?
Well, not shrimp.
Chicken?
No.
Samantha? Right?
So you're saying don't use the words that we would associate with meat to disguise...
With meat, yes.
Whatever they think chicken should be in the vegan world.
Yes, because they describe Franks and dogs, fried chicken. Are they chickenous?
What the heck would be fried chicken in the vegan world?
There's no chicken in the vegan world, right? It's a plant-based... Is there a plant-based chicken? I don't think there's a plant-based chicken, right?
Is there a plant-based shrimp?
Is there a plant-based cow? I don't think so. So I get that you want to have your own restaurant, and I get that vegan people want to eat... They don't want to eat the animal.
Like, there's like beet burgers and...
Why don't they just call it beet burgers? Why don't they just call it like beet chicken? Or, like, whatever they use.
Or don't use chicken.
Or don't use the word chicken. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't know that, and I just go to their website, and I miss the part that says...
They're vegan?
That they're vegan, and that it's crave-worthy plant-based eats. If I miss that part on my phone, and I just go, I'm like, ooh, the chicken sounds good. Oh, the shrimp taco sounds yummy. The burgers sound good. And I go there...
I feel like it's misleading.
I feel like it's misleading.
And they're using words they should not be using.
Yes. Right?
Got it.
That's my issue. That was my corner.
She's curious.
I'm curious.
About why.
But why? Right?
They need to use words that technically aren't theirs.
Because shouldn't those words be a little offensive to them?
Well, the food for sure would be offensive
right?
to them.
Yeah.
If they're vegan.
Yeah.
So.
But if they're upset about the dairy, mm-hmm. they should be upset about the words.
They are very upset about the dairy.
Very upset about the dairy. Right? So I don't know. That's
don't
my
know.
Thing. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. That's why I just need to get it off my chest. I just need to talk to you.
You're having a bit of a week.
I just think it's false advertising. And right? Don't trick me.
Why you gotta let a girl down?
Yeah, why you gotta let a girl down? They got their own food truck and it sounds yummy until I'm like, and I'm sure it is yummy if you're a vegan.
If you're vegan.
Right?
You like plant-based food.
Yeah. So why can't it just be, you know, kind of chicken, no chicken. Right? I don't know. Yeah, that was my issue.
Shaped like a chicken.
That's probably the only part that is chicken is that the shape of it. Right? If it's a drumstick, like a leg. So is that just like, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either. Because I don't know what that looks like.
I don't know
like.
What that looks like. Like, is it just pressed? Ooh. I don't know.
Yeah.
And like a beet burger sounds wonderful because I love beets. Mm-hmm. But I want to know that it's a beet burger. I don't want to think just be it be called burger.
Okay.
Because that's...
All
right. Okay, sorry.
I hear you.
All right, friends of the podcast, I just had to say, it just struck me as odd. Right, I went right to my notepad and jotted it down, right, and typed it in.
Okay. All right.
And passed it.
I feel like...
I need to decompress.
Yes, you do.
I'm over it. I'm over it. Next.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we should talk about our adventure.
Oh, that was
last
fun.
Friday.
It was kind of crazy, hey?
We hadn't been to the casino for a while.
We hadn't. And you know what? It was time.
Since, like, last summer.
Yeah. Usually we go twice a year.
We go twice a year.
But we didn't go twice a year.
No, we did not.
It's been a full year.
Yeah.
You know, and this was my goal. My goal was that we were going in hopes of winning our way out of retail. That was my goal. Did not happen.
That was never going to happen.
But that's what I thought. No. That's what I thought, is that we're going to go and we're going to win our way out of retail, Samantha.
No.
Instead, I left feeling I need to work an extra shift. Right?
I left feeling like I left my rent money there. Like, shit.
Yeah.
This is not a good week.
And you made that really clear.
I told you, it's not a pay week.
And I'm like, it'll be fine.
Yeah, let's keep spending money.
Keep spending the money. So what'd you think?
Well, okay. So we brought Mom with us.
Yes.
Brought Sheila. Yeah. And Sheila loves the penny slots. You know?
She does. She does.
Like, sit there and just hit the buttons.
Yeah.
But so she, she found penny slots. We found a blackjack table.
Yeah, but before the blackjack table, what did we do?
Oh, we had dinner.
Yes.
Yes, they have a really good restaurant there.
You know what?
Okay. You didn't like the buffet?
You know what? Here's my issue with the buffet, is I just thought, really, just Jell-O? Really? Hello, desserts? Where are you? That's what I thought.
Well, because that's your favorite part.
Yes. Right? So... Right? Hello, desserts.
I thought you would love it because they had roast beef.
And I did, because I like that about that.
Yes.
But I also really, really also base my buffeting experience on...
the quality of desserts.
Of desserts. And the quantity. The quantity. It's not really the quality, the quantity.
Yes, they had a lot of Jell-O.
Yeah, a lot of Jell-O.
And little pieces of cake.
Little pieces of red cake. And I'm like, I don't make my cake red. Right? Don't make my cake red, please. Make it... chocolate, make it vanilla, don't make it red.
But the red velvet was really good.
Yeah, but who even gets what red velvet is? Like, what is that?
It's like chocolate with red dye.
Why do we need to put red dye in the chocolate?
I'm not sure.
That's what I don't get about that cake. I don't get that about that cake. But I'm just saying. So that was my thing. But the buffet was good.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, hello, desserts, where are you?
Well, for what? How much did we pay? $18?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Should have been some more desserts.
Should have been a little bit more.
Right? Like, when you think of when we pay $18 at some places, there's more desserts.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, and then, because we dropped money to eat. And then we didn't
even count that into the money we lost.
No, we didn't.
Right? And I'm glad, and all I kept thinking was, I hope Sam doesn't connect the two. I hope she doesn't connect that we actually lost $20 too.
Yes, we
because
did.
Because we ate.
Yes, because we ate.
But you gotta eat.
So, and then we just wandered around, because we didn't know what we were doing.
Well, because the whole thing is, so here's my impression, right, is that you walk in, and all of a sudden, like, we're like out in the parking lot, and we're like, ha, 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 laughing and joking, and you walk in, and it's like, oh. Whose funeral? Right? It's like you walk into such a serious
place. It did seem really serious. We were very jovial.
Right? Because that's our nature.
Because that's our nature.
It's like, hi, shake my head at Lisa and Sam are here.
No, we didn't.
But if we had, nobody would have cared.
Nobody would have cared.
No.
And I think it was, you're right. Yeah, it wasn't very exciting.
Very stone-faced.
Yeah. And it's not like, maybe all casinos are like that?
I don't know.
I guess I've never experienced, like, the stuff in Vegas or Atlantic City.
No.
So I have no idea.
No. Like, I mean, I've been to Atlantic City because I remember when my friend Kelly lived in Philadelphia. We went to, like, Atlantic City or we went to, like, casinos. Mm-hmm. And I just don't remember it being quite as, like, serious. Right?
I don't.
Can't we crack a smile in here? Right? Can we, like, can't we? I get that you can't hear. You can hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and I felt like because we were walking, like, we walked the room first.
Yeah, it's like we were scouting it out.
Because we were trying to scout. Well, one thing we found out, no more 25-cent slots.
Where are they?
They're done.
Done.
I think we found a couple of nickel.
Yeah.
But most of it was penny.
Yeah.
There was maybe a couple of dimes.
Yeah, because I don't even think I saw dimes.
And the $1 ones were...
I know.
Interesting.
I know.
But we were walking around, and Mom's like, are you going to choose something?
Your mom's getting a little frustrated, right? Because she just walked. She just wanted to go to the... She wanted to just plant and get to the pennies, right?
So,
we were like little soldiers. We're checking it out first.
Well, and then we played roulette on the video machine.
I don't even understand
you
that game.
You lost money.
Yeah,
$5. I would refuse to play.
I didn't even get that game. I'm just like, okay, 22.
Yeah. And then a guy sat down next to you.
And then I tried to remember, and he was like, betting like four different numbers.
He put in $100. Lisa.
Yeah, right. I put in $5.
Yeah, you put in $5.
And then to add to the seriousness of the whole adventure, the seriousness, when friendly Lisa just looks to her neighbor, which is this dude, and says, "You really know how to play this game, don't you?" Like, if looks could kill. Mr. Stone Cold, right? He didn't say a word. Yeah, and, then I kind of whispered to you, I don't think he's too friendly, right? Because he didn't seem too receptive to my friendliness.
No, right? He did not. And I was just like, shut up.
Right? And I'm like, because I'm trying to watch him because I'm like, how's he playing?
Well, yeah. And then I said, and then we thought we should go look for a blackjack table because that was the whole point. It was that
we were going to play a table.
And I didn't feel comfortable with poker because I don't know it very well.
And I told you all week I'd been practicing with my tapping on the table, shaking my head no. Tap, tap, tap. Nope, nope, nope.
No, that was bad.
I'd been practicing. I don't know.
That's not playing poker. So I spotted out of the corner of my eye a blackjack table for $10. Minimum bet.
Like, what is that, too?
Well, because, and then there were $20 bet. I'm like, too rich.
Too rich. Right? We're just poor retail hoes. Right? Just making a little bit of cash. Yeah.
So we sat down in front of this guy, and we immediately said, we're sorry. We know nothing.
We're good Canadians that way. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Right?
We know nothing.
You're going to hate us.
Yeah. That's okay.
Right? I always say, just so you know, you're going to hate us, and you're going to hate this. But we're going to get through it just fine,
sir. But we're going to do it anyways.
Because we want to experience this.
I think he was trying, because they're all the dealers were very stoic.
Yeah.
And we like.
Because Big Brother's looking up from the ceiling. Remember me, I'm waving to Big Brother. I'm like, hey, thumbs up. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm just having fun.
We're going to get in trouble.
We're just trying to lighten this place up.
But to be honest, I think we broke through his like veneer. I think we.
Yeah,
like,
I hope he still has a job.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Right?
But. He was kind enough to give us like a cheat card.
Yeah, like the rules.
Yeah, the rules. Yeah. And he explained the rules to us, which was really
I wasn't
nice.
Paying attention to that.
At least I know how to get to 21. Like I figured I could probably.
But I tell you, dude can count.
Yeah.
Right? He can count. At one point I thought I won and you're like, no. He's got, I'm like, really? Well, all that adds up because I lost interest in counting, right? I'm like, I lost interest after the third card. Okay. I'm done.
But we need to let people know we only spent $40 each.
Yes.
But
we could have spent more.
You lost all yours?
I did quickly.
I gained mine back.
Yes, you did.
I gained mine
back.
You
did. You did good.
I did good.
You did good.
And I think we did something that nobody does there. We got excited because I was winning.
On a $10 bet, you got your money back.
I got my money back.
And we did a double high five. Double high five, Samantha. We were like, woohoo!
Well, and then I had a chance to double down.
Yes.
And he's like, this would be an opportunity for you to double down. And I'm like, okay, let's play that.
But I wonder, is he really allowed to tell us that?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he was.
Because like, he can't control the cards.
True.
Right?
True. Yeah.
So I did, and I won more. And
you won more.
That's when we were like, woohoo!
Right? We got a picture taken. Right?
We looked ridiculous.
We were like having so much fun. It's like, Sam, we need your mom to get a picture. Your mom's playing. Like, look, I had a machine.
Slots across the way.
Cash it out. We need a picture. Okay, two. Not that one. That doesn't look good. No. Up high. Watch the double chin.
Right? Simon, do you care? No, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God. And then we were like, are we going to continue to play? Are we going to save our money?
Because I could.
And then like, you took some of my money.
I took some of your money.
And then you lost it.
Because my money is your money. When we walk in, that's the deal, right? Is whatever we win, we share.
That so sucks.
We each plan to lose the same amount of cash, mm-hmm. right? But I think it was funny because we could play. There. You could sit there and play.
I felt that if
number one, it's comfy.
Yes, it's comfy.
Right?
Well, and then there was waitresses, so they would keep bringing you drinks or whatever.
And it's like we owned that table, hey? Like, nobody's coming near us. Just me, you, and Simon. It's like the three amigos.
Nobody wants to play with us. We're like high-fiving. We're making it ridiculous.
Right? The three amigos here.
Nobody does that at casinos.
Apparently they don't.
They don't.
Because nobody was.
Well, and then, because I sat there and I'm like, I could play again. I mean, I'm winning. And I'm like, oh my God, this is how people lose
That's
their
how
shirts.
People, right? Especially when it's $10 a pop, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, but we
and
could.
And then we were like, you're like, no, play. And I'm like, nope, nope. Right? We got to go.
We got to go.
We're leaving with money.
Right?
We're leaving with money.
I'm like, put the money out there, Samantha.
And Simon was just like, what are you two doing?
Right?
He was just watching us as we like... argue back and forth,
right? Over $10, right? No, do it. Yes, no, no, no. Yes, yes, do it. Yes, no, no. Right?
It was ridiculous.
Right? And we were like so invested.
Yeah. And then he did his thing with the chips and he had to do this like weird.
It's like they have like
exchange.
Some weird ritual.
Yeah.
Right?
And then he gave us our money and we said goodbye.
Only thing missing is that they need to have a chant. right? Like, like they need to, like those dealers, because they do so many, like, and we do this and we do this and we stomp our left foot once and we clap our right hand with our left twice. Like they have this big old, and the man upstairs got to see it all, right? Because remember, I went to get your chips, yes, and he's like, don't touch them.
Okay. And I hit your hand. Don't touch them.
And I'm like, but they're kind of mine too, but okay.
No, I have to hand, I have to hand them to you.
That's my issue. Too many rules.
Yeah, there was tons of rules.
Lots of rules to that.
So fun. And then we went and got our money.
Yes.
And the lady did the same thing. It was like showing, tapping your hands.
Hit my butt. Wipe my forehead.
Stop.
Do the achy breaky. The electric slide. Here's your $40.
I'm like, it was funny.
I'm like, you know what? It's just chump change, right? Like, you don't need to do all this for us.
Because we didn't win hundreds. We won back the money that I spent and a little bit of yours.
And all I thought was, you know what? Look at them trying to impress us with all their moves.
Well, and then we were trying to find slots to play because Mom wanted to just sit down and play slots.
Right.
And then we made the worst move ever.
Oh my god.
We
got spanked.
We did, by the casino police.
The serious casino police, right?
It was so serious. All of a sudden, somebody was standing beside me. I'm like, hi, what are you doing?
Dude,
what's wrong?
Like, did we call you? I don't think so.
I'm like, I'm just playing slots. What did I do wrong?
I know.
And it was because we took a picture.
Because we were taking selfies.
In the casino.
Who knew you couldn't do that?
Well, and we had just taken a picture by the blackjack table.
I know, but that was quiet. Right? And then it's funny, because as I was telling the Hyper Hype Girl the story, I'm like, who knew you couldn't take selfies? She replies back, everybody. I'm like, except for these two idiots. These two idiots had no clue, right?
I'm like, I'm sorry. Because then and then he was just like being very serious. And I'm like, he's like, I'm sorry, ma'am, but
I thought he was going to take our phones.
Yeah, well, because I think if we had said no, I think he was probably going to confiscate them at some point.
And then we were going to fight him.
And then I was probably going to run. So
I was pretty sure you're not taking my brand new phone. I'm not explaining that to my husband.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. So then we pulled out our phones. We're like, really, really sorry. Look, yep, deleting.
Yeah, we deleted it.
But we were allowed to keep the picture of the slot machine that we took a picture of.
That was fine. Apparently that doesn't hurt anybody's feelings.
No.
It was Wonder Woman.
Because I took a picture of you and Mom.
Yeah.
And there were people in the background.
Can't.
No.
But who got the last laugh? We did. Because little did he know, we had two other pictures on my phone that have other people in the background. I'll blur out their face when we post them, if I know how to do that.
Oh, God.
If not,
you're whatever. Not using them.
I'll be using them.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble.
You're not. They don't know who we are.
Lisa.
Samantha. I'm just saying. Right? But we...
Anyways. So we played the slots. We lost our money on those slots.
We lost our money on those slots.
And then we're like, okay, let's go find new slots. Mom's just like, I just want to sit down and play.
I know. We were like, she didn't get to just sit down.
No.
So
but then we
funny.
Found expensive slots.
Because again, right, we need to win our way out of retail.
Well, all we wanted was a quarter slot.
Yeah.
And then we found dollar slots.
Dollar slots. And then that ended the night real quick.
Right? And done.
And done. Because you're like, I need to keep a portion of my rent. I can't use all my rent. I'm like, fair enough, right? Because that's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. Right? And then, didn't you play one? We moved. You started playing one.
Yeah.
You won some money, and then you fucking bet it all.
And I bet it all, thinking it's on a roll, and it was not.
It was not. And all three of us left with
pissy.
No money in the pockets.
And a little pissy. Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny.
That's what I think about that.
But it was, you
it's
know,
still fun.
I think, yeah, oh, fun. Yeah, because... Yeah. Okay, the problem is that we go there knowing full well we will win nothing.
And knowing full well that we're going to piss through money that really we shouldn't be pissing
through.
But we're going to.
Yes.
Because it's fun.
Because it's a good time.
Exactly.
But I don't think people that go there think it's a good time. Like,
I don't know.
I think they have a weird... You know what really bothered me?
What?
There was a lot of senior people.
Yeah, because they're trying to bet their way in. They're trying to win their way into a better home. They're trying to win their way into a better retirement home.
Well, and then
everybody's got a goal. Everybody's got a goal, Samantha.
Well, and then I started to worry, like, are they, like, gambling away their pensions?
I don't know, like, maybe.
Will they have money for their meds at the end of the month?
Yeah, I think
you know?
Yeah.
And the only thought was,
yeah,
that's not good.
That's not good. That's not good.
And these people, they were at those slots and they were playing them and like, I'm pretty sure they were like, I'm staying here till I hit a certain amount. Like,
exactly.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And a lot of the clientele was old.
They were old.
You know what I found?
What?
Is that in observation mode I
okay,
was in.
Okay, tell me.
Is that the older clientele at the slots. The younger clientele At the tables.
At the tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we passed by the roulette table.
So I
think, younger.
So I think the tables are trendier, which is obviously where we need to be next time.
Yes, because we're blackjack aficionados now.
Blackjack trendy girls, right?
We are not, but that's
okay. We didn't even pull it off.
No.
We didn't even remotely pull it off whatsoever.
But it was funny because it was just like, you're right, the mood was just like,
it's very serious. And you know what? You know what? If I'm going to piss through my money, my hard-earned money, I want to do it with a smile.
Right? I agree.
Right? Nobody's got a gun to my head. So knock the attitude, casino goers.
Okay.
Right?
So I think, because we thought about this.
Yeah.
There need to be casino improvements.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely there does.
I feel
there
like...
There needs to be some.
There needs to be more fanfare at the blackjack tables.
No.
To make the winner feel special.
Yeah, like when you beat the dealer, like there should be like confetti.
Yes, right? Like, confetti or balloon drop.
Not the balloons. I hate balloons. I don't want the balloons.
I would like confetti though.
Confetti would be fun.
Yeah.
But it'd get in your hair, but it'd still be fun.
It would still be fun.
Because then you'd walk around and people would be like, she's a winner.
She's a winner.
She's got confetti in her hair. She's a winner. So people would know. Right? You know what I want? I want there to be, just like in the movie Rain Man, I want there to be an escalator. So when I come down, it's like, that's what I want. I'm here. At $60. $60 in this pocket. It's all coming to you, casino. Right? That's what I want.
It's all for you.
It's got your name on it. 60 big ones right here with your name on it. That's what I want.
I want more diamond quarter slots.
Yes.
Because I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
You took them away and you didn't ask.
Yeah, because you know, and here's my theory, okay? Penny and nickels, it's too much work to win. Right?
It is.
It's too much work. Quarters are getting a little too rich for my blood.
Yeah.
Right? And the dollars, that's just the dollar machines, that's just for quick hope. You can't play them all night.
No, because
but the dime would be perfect.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dime would be good.
Yeah, right?
And we didn't see those.
Where's the dimes?
Yeah. Okay, but you know what else that would make me so happy as a casino goer? What? I might go more if there was a free gift with purchase.
Oh, yeah. Say, like a cute little, like a little tote, right? So you walk in and you let them know, so I'm here with $60.
$60.
Well, you know what? That also gets you a new eyeshadow, right? Or it gets you a set of coasters or something fun like that.
I want a gift.
You want to get with purchase.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm purchasing the casino.
Yeah,
so
right?
With my $60.
I want something back in return.
I want a little right. something.
What's in this for me?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
I want that.
You know what I want? I want better music being played.
Oh my God, I totally agree.
See, because here's my thing, right? Play something fun. Listening to other people's machines win, a little bit depressing.
Yeah.
Right? Ding, 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 ding. It's a little bit depressing.
I want to hear some music.
I want to be able to tap my toe and sing if I want. Right? I want to just be like just something fun and peppy, right? Or, you know, like some Barry Manilow should be playing in the background, right?
Oh, my God,
right?
No Barry Manilow.
At the Copa, hey, right? Just think, you'd be okay. Like, here's another 20.
Okay, but go along with that train of thought.
Yeah.
What about every hour, there's a 15-minute break where a band will play or a comedian does a stand-up routine?
That'd be fun.
Like, that would be very Vegas-y.
And it would just cut the ice.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's so serious.
So serious.
Yeah.
They need a little levity in there.
You know what I think they also need, though? So if they don't go with that suggestion, then what they need is they need separate areas. They need one room for the serious folk room. They need another room for, yep, we're going to be laughing room. Right? And that's where we would be. Right? Because the atmosphere, it's a mood killer.
It's a mood killer.
Right? Like, I automatically kind of felt a little mad at you, a little mad at your mom. Right? That's how I was kind of, what that mood did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, also, and I feel that's probably not going to happen, but I would throw it out there as a casino improvement, is I would like half my money back.
Oh.
As I leave the casino.
Really? Like, yes. So thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing.
Here's half.
Here's half your money, or all of it.
I don't think.
Oh, it could be a lotto.
No, I don't think they're going to do that, right?
They could, like, okay, put your ticket in there,
Samantha.
And we'll track how much money you spend. Oh, Miss Sperling, you'll get your money back.
Samantha, it's not Monopoly with play money, right? It's not with play money, my friend.
Damn it.
They can't do that.
No, but that would be okay.
Of course it would be okay, but it's never going to happen.
Fine.
You know what I think? This is the last thing I think that they need to improve on. Is did you notice some of those real serious diehard slot machine players?
Yes.
They're playing two machines at a time.
Oh, I
didn't
see them.
Yeah. Bitch, please. Right? I want to play that one. Why do you get to play both?
Yes. Why do you get to play both?
So I think that needs... you don't need to hog it. There's enough for everybody. Right? So I think that needs to change too. Those are my improvements.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, you know, a little more fun.
A little bit
more
fun.
That's all we're asking for.
Yeah. A little bit more fun.
Okay. But, Lisa, I think we need to improve, too.
Oh.
Like,
really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because, I mean, let's be honest, they're probably not going to bring entertainment onto the casino floor.
You know.
So we got to either adapt to the situation so that we get a little more, a little bit of street cred.
I need to learn how to count cards. I need to learn how to count those cards.
That would be helpful.
I'm going to see what I can do.
Okay. So I think we need to learn how to not smile.
Okay. So you think
this is what we can do.
Okay.
To improve our chances at the casino.
Okay.
To, like, feel like we fit in and, you know.
Don't smile.
We're part of the crowd.
All right, so you got to be like poker face.
Yes, poker face. Don't smile.
Don't smile.
Okay. Don't get excited if you win. Whether you're on the slots or the table.
Especially if it's only
$10. Don't high-five.
Don't high-five your neighbor.
Don't high-five.
No high-fives allowed.
Bad idea.
Imagine if we go next time and there's like, they have a set of rules. No selfies. Because you know what? Had I seen that when we walked in, there wouldn't have been a selfie.
You know what, right? Dude? Put it on a board.
Put it on a board for me to see if there's certain rules that I'm supposed to know.
Okay. And then also, we should be willing to blow at least 1 month's rent.
Okay.
To look legit. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So when I take out a $5 bill, people are like, oh, God.
$100.
Okay. All right. All right. So next time, we're going to have to start saving in advance. Okay.
And
a little flesh fund.
And we're going to have to learn to not take pictures. Because it's just the casino, Lisa.
But
it's just the casino.
I know, but it's fun. And why wouldn't we take pictures?
You're taking back.
I'm going.
Don't get excited.
Don't be excited.
Don't be excited.
It's not fun. You have one job to do, and that's to win this money.
No, we have one job to do. Lose your rent money.
Lose your rent money. Okay. I gotcha.
Okay. And then, and I think we did this. Don't walk around like you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. We looked
a little ridiculous.
At one point, we looked like follow the leader. Right? You were walking. I was behind you, and your mom was behind me. Right? And it was like, we were like those ducks. Quack, 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 quack. Right? And nobody could make a decision. Do you want to play? We haven't played any of these machines before. Do you want to play this one? I don't know. Do you want to play this one?
I don't know.
What about this one? I want to play this one. I don't know. Right? Like there was supposed to be a neon sign that comes out and like this one, or the good Lord was supposed to speak to us or something. We're just going to walk around aimlessly until God says, this is the one, girls. Right? God didn't do that.
No, he did not.
He didn't do that.
He did not send us a sign.
God did not.
If he had sent us a sign, it was, get away from the slots, get away from the tables.
Right? Time to go home.
Get your ass out of the casino.
Right? It's time to go home now. Okay, so I have some casino fun facts.
Okay.
Okay. People always think that they pump oxygen into the gaming floors.
Yes.
And they don't.
Oh.
They don't. It's against the law.
Oh. So,
yeah.
Would it blow up?
They say it could.
Oh. Okay.
They say it's a fire hazard.
Okay.
So they don't do that.
Okay.
Did you know that the first casino license in Las Vegas was issued to a woman in 1920?
Ha ha!
Yeah.
Go
girl,
us.
Girl power. Do you know that you can voluntarily ban yourself from a casino? It's called voluntary exclusion. So if you have a... So Samantha, if you every month go and blow your rent, you can call and say, my name is Samantha Sperling, and I have a problem. And they will say, what would you like to do? I need to be banned from the casino. And if you go there, they'll arrest you.
Really?
Yeah, because you're banned. Yeah, they take this shit serious, right? Okay, did you know, here's something
interesting. Who is voluntarily banning themselves from a casino?
I don't know, because who's that good of an addict? Who is that good of an addict, right? Without anybody intervening? Come on.
Come on.
Who are we fooling?
No.
Right? There's always a middleman.
Yes.
Right? Here's something interesting. We bitch about the penny slots because it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Do you know that they make more money than any other game? Any other game in the casino, the penny slots make between 60 to 70% of the revenue.
Hence, all of the penny slots at the casino.
And busy.
Well, and that's all that they've replaced now.
Yeah.
Is penny slots.
I know. Right?
Well, that makes total sense.
Makes total sense. Okay, here's my last fun fact.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The numbers on a roulette wheel add up to 666. That's the sign of the devil, Samantha. Right? That's the sign of the devil.
That's the sign of the devil.
Right? And that devil took my $5 on the electronic roulette wheel. The devil took it. It's the work of the devil.
Well, the man beside you was possessed anyways because he wasn't being very nice.
He was not being my friend. What is that about? You did not want to be my friend. So awkward.
Well, because we kind of think the casino is a bad habit.
Yes.
I was curious to know what other things are bad habits.
Okay.
But I came across things There's 10 bad habits, apparently, that can actually be good for you.
Really?
Do you want to hear them?
Sure.
Okay. Computer games.
Okay.
You know how the parents are like, get off your computer game. Yeah. Stop playing with
it
your...
It can be good for you.
It'll rot your brain. Mm. No, it won't. It'll give you a higher IQ.
Sweet.
And better eye-hand coordination.
There you go, right? It's good for your dexterity.
So apparently it's good for you.
Okay.
Apparently listening to loud music.
Oh.
It balances your brain, the music intensity.
Interesting.
Is a positive message to your brain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pounding the pavement, running.
Yeah. Apparently, been, like, looking for a job.
Well, because everybody's like, oh, I'm a runner. That's why I have bad knees. Oh. Nope. It actually strengthens the cartilage around your knee.
Really?
So it actually is good for you.
So you just have bad knees because you got bad knees.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you suck.
Because we ain't a doctor. I don't know why you got bad knees. Not a doctor.
Dairy. Fat or no fat. Oh. People think high-fat dairy is bad for you. No, it's not.
Mm.
Especially for women, because high-fat dairy is good for us, because it helps our hormonal balance, apparently.
So we're supposed to drink homo milk? Is that high-fat dairy? Is homo milk?
Why are you saying that?
That's not what it's homogenized.
No, 2%.
No? Oh, okay.
That well, kind of thing.
What's homogenized?
I don't know.
That's even higher dairy.
It is. It's like you even thick dairy.
Make you less hormonal.
But it says a little fat goes a long way.
Okay.
Okay. Texting, not talking, apparently improves teen-parent relationships.
I can see that for sure.
Yes, I know. You were like, yes!
I'm like, I'm more apt to talk to mom and dad if I don't have to see them. And this way I can text them and roll my eyes
oh.
and stick my tongue out. Because you know that's what kids are doing.
That's true. Right? That's true. Okay, caffeine, apparently good for you.
Hmm.
It actually combats and delays the development of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, gallstones, and enhances athletic performance.
Wow.
Well, you know how I said I didn't want to get gallstones.
Yeah, yeah.
Never before I die, right?
Right, right.
And then I performed so well during our physical challenge.
Yes, you did.
That's why.
And I had an apple juice instead of a coffee because I felt it was a little too late for... I felt I was out of my coffee drinking window and it was hot outside.
Yes.
So that explains why I didn't do my best.
Yeah.
So interesting.
There you go. Huh. Being a working mom apparently is good for you.
Yeah, we don't know anything about that.
No, we don't, because we're not those people.
We're just working.
We're just working.
We're just working.
Sunshine Lisa.
Oh, okay.
They say it's bad for you, right?
Yeah.
Skin cancer and all that jazz. Yeah. Apparently, because it produces vitamin D, it's good for your bones.
I am like walking Sunny D in the summer.
No, you're not.
Yeah, because I'm like vitamin D galore.
No, you're not.
Or is that C? Sunny C? Is that vitamin C? I don't know. But I agree. Yeah. Yay for the sun.
No. Apparently, sugary drinks...
Yeah.
Soft drinks?
Yeah.
Still bad for you.
Still not good.
Yeah.
Still not your
still
friend.
Still not bad for you.
Okay.
Booze.
Oh.
Good for you.
Good.
Don't get excited.
Pencil me in.
One glass a day.
Oh.
Red wine, heart disease.
Yeah.
Beer, heart attacks.
Hmm. So if I'm worried about both, I can have one of each.
No,
that wasn't in the rules.
Moderation, one a day, Lisa. Don't get excited.
Okay.
Get excited.
Well, Samantha, I have a couple of my own addictions that I'm going to share.
My own.
And we've shared them before, but you know, the topic just made sense, right? So, friends of the podcast, y'all must probably know this about me. I am addicted to lip balm. I have like 6 on the go.
Yes, you
in
do.
Different spots, all over my house, in my bag, in your car, blah blah blah, right? I got them strategically.
Melting in my car.
Melting in your car. And then I matted it because it melted and I'm like, I needed it, so I better get one from my bag, right? Clocks and watches.
Okay.
I need to know the time. Right? I'm looking at your time.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm looking at
yes,
the time.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the time.
Yes.
I need to know the
all
time.
All the time.
Do you know the Hyper Hype girl? She wears a watch that doesn't work. And all the time. It doesn't matter what time of the day a customer comes. She's like, morning. I'm like, it's 3. Right? She says, and I'm like Pavlov's dog. She's like, morning. I look at my watch. I'm like, it's 3. Right? So she's a little different that way.
Right?
Okay, me, icy squares.
Yes. Oh my God.
But that's just seasonal.
That is seasonal.
Seasonal.
It's Christmas season.
Yeah. News.
Yes.
I need to know my news.
Yeah.
I am a little bit addicted to checking my phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
A little. I like to know what my phone's doing.
You are attached to your baby.
Right.
24/7.
When I say to my husband,
I'm pretty sure you cradle it at night.
I don't. I set it down. When I say to Mike, I love you, he's like, are you talking, is your phone beside you? Right? Are you staring at your phone? That's what he says.
It's totally true.
Right? All right. And
because I always tell you, Take your little baby with you.
Take your baby with you, right? So yeah, exactly, right? And change.
Yes. Oh my God.
I'm a change whore.
You are a change whore.
I like to have change.
You pay for everything with bills.
Yeah, everything with a 20.
You never go reaching for change.
I'm sure that the coffee people at Tim Hortons every morning are like, we need to up our float because she's going to be here to get her steep tea for $2.35 and she's paying with a 20. That's those are my things.
Oh my God.
Those are my things.
Okay.
You got a few?
Well, mine are a little more tame than yours. I'm addicted to, and this should be a shocker to no one, potato chips.
You like the crunch?
I love all things potato.
Yeah.
Potato chips. Yum.
The other day you sent me a message and I said, what are you having for supper? And you replied, all things potato. I'm like, look at it, it's a potato meal.
It's a
potato meal today.
Two, I'm addicted to lip gloss.
Yeah, you are.
I like lip gloss. Yeah. I like all kinds.
Yeah.
And then,
do you lick it off?
No.
No.
I am addicted to beauty counter samples from the Bay and Sephora. So, Lisa, you're helping to feed that addiction.
I am. Because you know what, Samantha? I need to keep you pretty. I need to keep you pretty and young. So, when I get the samples, I share the wealth.
You share the wealth.
I share the wealth.
And now I'm addicted to all the things. I haven't bought a moisturizer.
I know.
In like months.
I'm like, and I'm thinking to the Bay people, I'm like, you may not get much out of me, but I'm working on someone. I got you a customer. Yeah.
Okay, I'm addicted to Post-it notes.
That would drive me crazy.
No, I love them.
Ugh.
They're my life. I like, there's freaking notes everywhere
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
I have notes everywhere.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
Yeah.
And colorful.
Colorful.
It's awesome.
It's like a rainbow of love. It's like an organized rainbow of love.
Well, I didn't say it's organized, but it's a rainbow. because I'm a rainbow.
There you go.
Oh my God, it makes total sense now.
Why
look
you
at
like
the world coming together.
Right? One ridiculous block at a time.
Okay, pens.
Oh.
All things pens. Clicky pens, capped pens.
You
I'm
don't
constantly
care.
Playing
you
with
care.
Pens. I love pens.
Right?
Yeah, and it's like click.
And you know what? You know there's a new one with Ottawa. Coming up with my trip with Ottawa coming with your name on
oh,
it.
Oh, yes. Well, I look forward to it.
That's what I always find you is a cool pen. Right?
The last one lit up.
A cool gimmicky pen.
Gimmicky pen.
Yeah.
And I love books. I'm addicted to books.
Ugh.
I have like the biggest collection.
You need help for that.
No, I don't.
That's a dumb addiction.
No, it's not.
That's a dumb one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Lip balm?
I'm just.
Lip
really?
Balm.
Lip gloss.
Really?
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 Really? Hi, my name is Samantha. Oh, what are you doing today? I'm reading a book.
Oh my God! You know people actually do that, right? Okay.
So I hear.
Yeah.
So I hear.
So I hear on the street.
So I hear on the
street.
People
like to read.
Exactly.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Enough of that.
Okay, there we go. Samantha.
So, basically, how things should roll out is if you go to the casino and you're going there a lot.
Yeah.
Consider
it an addiction, right? You might be addicted if, right? So we're not. We don't check off enough boxes.
No, we don't.
So we're okay.
Yes.
Exactly.
So Lisa, do you have an I shake my head today?
I do have an I shake my head.
All right, go for it.
So my I shake my head is about pin pads, right? And I find that with a pin pad, why is it that when the pin pad goes down, the world gets upset?
Right? I have no idea.
Because you know what? I got no control over that, right? And the other day at work, my neighbor, Olson, their pin pad goes down, and people are frustrated because they got to walk 4 steps to use my pin pad, or what do you mean the pin pad? And it makes me shake my head because I'm like, you know what? There's a way to solve this, people. Be like Lisa, carry friggin' cash. That's my shake my head.
That's true.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah. But
people lose their shit when the electronic
stuff
goes down.
They completely lose their shit, right? Like, what did you do in 1930? Right?
What did you do 10 years
ago?
Yeah,
you just carried cash and you just dealt with it. So this week, though, Samantha, we've asked friends of ours to send us an I Shake My Head.
Yep.
So we have an I Shake My Head from Jason and Mindy, and they have a podcast, and we're going to talk about it. We'll give them their kudos, but I wanted to let them tell us what their I Shake My Head is this week.
Hello, Lisa and Sam of I Shake My Head. So we're going to share with you guys our I Shake My Head moment. So mine is, I discussed it on one of our podcasts. I had to have. But here it is, and I'm calling out my wife a little bit. Mindy, calling you out. My shake my head, you know, everybody knows this, right? You're at Walmart. So Walmart is crazy, right? And you never want to drive through the front of Walmart because there's always people exiting. There's a ton of traffic. So you do everything you can to avoid going down that way. Well, you know, Minnie and I have avoided really shopping at Walmart altogether. We do the whole pickup thing, right? So we do that one Sunday morning. We do the pickup thing. And as we're leaving, instead of going around maybe the backside of Walmart, which, you know, we're pretty much parked by the backside. You can just go to the backside. Mindy, this is my shake my head moment. Mindy decides to go in front of Walmart, where all the people are exiting.
It was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but still, there was 5 or 6 people coming out. And this particular person came out and then runs over those things. It's like a washboard thing to keep the carts from getting out. And it runs over it, and there's a little heated exchange between Mindy and this person.
She saw me coming.
This is my shake my head moment. I'm thinking to myself, why? Why did you go this way? Why would you go this way? Avoid the headache.
Well,
I shake my head.
I felt that way afterwards.
I shake my head on that one. What's yours, Mindy?
Well, I was driving down. It's like a highway. So it's like 4 lanes, but what you're traveling on is 2 lanes,
right?
2
lanes, right, yeah.
So I'm behind this person, and I start to see them floating over the center part of the lane.
So they're kind of driving in the middle.
And I'm coming up on them, so, you know, pick a lane.
Pick a lane.
And this person was like, I'm not sure which lane I want.
They're right in the middle.
So they're right in the middle.
Jesus.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
And you
pick a lane, or I'm going to pick one for you.
Right, so you sat in the car and you shook your head.
I did.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do. Although I actually used my voice and was like, what the hell are you doing, Mindy?
Right. You.
Yeah. So I did more than I shake my head, but those are our I shake my head moments. Thank you, guys. We love your show. Continue to do what you do. We'll talk to you later. By the way, this is the Jason Mindy podcast. Did we say that?
I don't know.
We might not have.
We might not have.
We're Jason and Mindy from the Jason and Mindy podcast. So.
there's another shake your head moment.
Yeah.
Jeez, Jason.
Shake my head moment. Guys, we love you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome. And we'll post where you can find these guys. You can find them on Twitter at Jason_MindyPod. They're on Facebook. They're everywhere. So we'll post that, and we will definitely go give them a listen. They're a lot of fun. We did their show a few months back, and definitely great friends of the podcast, Samantha.
Love them. They're great.
What about you? You got a nice shake my head?
I do. I put on my judgment pants.
When do you take your judgment pants off?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just pulled them up.
I pulled them up a little tighter.
Okay.
It's when we were having lunch the other day.
Okay.
At the Broadway Cafe.
At the Broadway Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know how I get on people on their case about what kind of pants they wear in public.
Yes.
This girl was wearing what I feel is the bane of my existence.
Uh-huh.
Lululemon pants.
Ugh. She's not in a gym.
She's not in a gym.
No.
She's sitting down having lunch.
Yes.
She didn't look like she came from the gym.
Did not.
But she left her house in that outfit.
In that outfit.
And I think she probably thought that, oh, well, you know, it's athleisure wear. No.
No.
It is not.
It's gym
wear. It is a pair of leggings with the Lululemon stamp on it and a lovely sweatshirt.
So what should you be doing in those leggings?
You should be working out.
Yes.
Yes.
Doing some yoga.
Doing some yoga.
Something.
Yeah. I feel like those pants do not belong in public unless you're going somewhere to flex.
Yes.
I'm sorry, folks, but leave your home in normal pants.
Just wear your pants.
Just wear your pants.
Right? Wear your pants.
That's or at least look like you came from the gym.
Yeah.
Because y'all sweaty.
Yeah.
Your face is red.
Right? Like
you're drinking water.
She needs to play it a bit better.
Yeah.
Right? You got on a bandana. Something you got, like a wristband.
Maybe you're toting your yoga
something, right?
Or something.
Something.
I don't know.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Come on. Who are you fooling?
Yes.
Good one.
So I shook my head at
you
those
did
stupid
shake your
pants.
Head. That's funny.
Ugh. Okay, our topic for next week is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Lisa and Sam's version.
Wow. This is going to be very enlightening, hey? Like, the whole world is just going to be like, oh, gotcha.
All right, so if you would like to have a memento from our podcast,
yes,
I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, go to wehavemerch.com.
You can get t-shirts, you can get mugs, you can travel with us, you can wear us on your head. Right? You know what else I want to point out too, Samantha?
Yes?
People need to go to our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
So in the Facebook search, just type in, I shake my head. We've got a blog. We got a group. We post stuff there that
we don't post
in other places.
Exactly.
Right?
All right. So you can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, and iHeartRadio, and pretty much any app that delivers you podcasts. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And like Lisa said, search for us at Facebook. We're there. We're fun.
interact.
Absolutely. You can also find us on Patreon through the Podbean, too.
Oh, yeah, Podbean, Patreon.
And if you go to the Podbean app and you're listening to the podcast, you see Sam's mug. It's got a little red bag on it. Click it.
Lucky me.
Lucky you. I don't know. I didn't put it there. Podbean did. Click on it, right? If you want to support the show.
Exactly.
Right? Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, I think we're good.
I think we're good. Always a pleasure.
It should be.